The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade Stamax. How are you, Miss Jade?
I am good. I'm still waking up, but I'm here.
Yeah, thank you. Present. Thank you for being here and present, West Coast time.
You know. Of course. Anything for the WrestleCast.
Thank you. This is like the first weekend we're going to get adjusted to our new normal. There's just no football.
I know. This is... I never know what to do with myself when, you know, football season wraps up those first couple of weekends. It's like, well, what do I do now? And especially now with COVID, what am I supposed to do? Well, there's college basketball.
Yeah, but it's just not the same right now.
It's not.
Yeah, so it's going
to
be.
So maybe I can actually get some stuff checked off my to-do list.
Any thoughts on the big game next week? Got a winner? Somebody you'd like to see
win? No. They're lucky if I watch it.
Oh, really?
I forgot it was coming on next week. I don't have a dog in the fight, so, you know, I'll watch.
It's the last game of the season. You have to, like, let that lasting memory take you all the way through the spring into the summer.
Yeah, I'll likely watch it, but, I mean, I'm not going to root for anybody.
Right. Understandable. Same thing here. I'll just watch for the entertainment of it. I'll root for the stories, for know the score, so we can have something to talk about. Good.
Yes. But,
yeah, you know, the winner and loser, just, you know, it's not Washington, so I won't be that emotionally tied into it.
Exactly.
Things that we will be emotionally tied into, though, this weekend. The Royal Rumble is here tonight. If you listen to this podcast as it comes out upon recording, it will be at 7 p.m. starting on the WWE Network, which in March is fully moving over to the Peacock Network. So if you did not hear that on the Rawcast this week, that is the big news, the big bombshell. The Peacock has bought the WWE Network for a whole billion. So they're going to uproot everything and put it over on Peacock. Peacock has two tiers, $4.99 and $9.99. $9.99 is commercial free, so you'll be able to make your decision in March to what you want to do. But yeah, that's the big news for WWE. Besides Royal Rumble this weekend, is they're moving to Peacock in March. But the Royal Rumble is upon us, so we have a hashtag. The RumbleCast will be the hashtag, so use hashtag RumbleCast to share your commentary with color. And before we review this week's SmackDown, we have to get Miss J to the Max picks for this week's Who You Got. So,
hey,
Miss J to the Max, we'll start with Bobby Lashley defending his United States title against Matt Riddle. Who you got?
Bobby Lashley. Next question.
All right. I think I know who you're going to pick on this next one as well. Big E defending the Intercontinental title against Sami Zayn.
Big E.
Did you see his video after Twitter? I mean, excuse me, his video on Twitter after SmackDown, where he was talking about his strategy for the Royal Rumble?
No, which one? Sami Zayn?
No, Big E.
Oh, no, I didn't.
It's like he's sitting in a yard chair with like a canopy over the top of it, like something you would use, like an old person would use to go to a concert at like an outdoor venue. And it's like, so what's your plans for the Royal Rumble? And he's like, He's like, plan. He's like, my plan is this. He's like, when I come in there, he's like, I'm going to be greased up. He's like, so they can be able to pick me up to tow me over the top rope. He's like, so I'm going to just slide in there, and I'm going to be rolling around, and they're going to be trying to pick me up at the gate because your boy going to be oily. I'm talking about baby oil, butter.
Oh, Lord. You know, what, when you said that, as soon as you start talking about oiling up, I'm like, that's a good strategy. They won't be able to pick him up. That's part of the plan. Be smart.
Next up, women's tag team title match, as Asuka and Charlotte, the champions, are defending against Nia and Shayna. So, who you got?
Asuka and Charlotte.
All right.
I didn't even know Nia and Shayna were still a thing.
Yeah, they are, but I don't know for how much longer. SmackDown women's title match, as Sasha Banks is defending the title against Carmella. Who you got?
Sasha Banks.
All right. WWE title match, as the champion, Drew McIntyre, is defending the title against Goldberg. Who you got?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say Goldberg, because we all know how Vince McMahon thinks. So Goldberg wasn't coming all this way and taking all this being gay to lose at the Royal Rumble. And it'll probably be a 30-second match.
For the Universal title, last man standing match, the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, against Kevin Owens. Who you got?
KO.
All right. Now,
unless main event Jay decides to, you know,
show up to work this week.
Yeah, he's been off for a couple weeks. I don't know what's going on, but
he might.
Roman approve his PTO?
He might have had to fill out his PTO papers, his slip.
I guess we'll find out tonight.
Women's Royal Rumble match. So I want you to do two things. First, I want you to pick the number you think the winner will come from, 1 through 30.
7.
All right, number 7. And now I want you to pick the person you think is going to win. So you have 2 chances to get it right.
It's either going to be Charlotte or Bianca.
Well, pick one.
I want it to be Bianca. But I know Vince McMahon is going to pick Charlotte.
Okay. And?
You know what? Now that I say that, I think I need to change my answer on the women's tag team titles.
If you want to, I'll give you 1 chance right now.
Okay, yes. All right. I'm swapping. I think it's going to be Shayna and the other girl.
Okay, Nia and Shayna. And then for the Men's Royal Rumble, same concept. First, the number that you think the winner is going to come from, and then the actual person you think is going to win.
Shoot, I don't even know who on the roster right now. COVID has thinned things out. Okay, for the men, it'll be number 11.
Number 11, all right. And the person you think is going to win?
I don't know.
Got nothing?
I see, Roman's got beef with
Daniel Bryan. Like Kevin Owens. So that match will be, that feud will be over with. So he'll need a new opponent. Drew McIntyre still got Randy Orton out there.
What if his main event, Jay? We get Roman versus Jay Part 3 at WrestleMania.
Is that who you want to go with? Jay Uso?
Yep, because I don't know who else. The wild card.
All right.
Hell, I should say Adam Pearce. Maybe Adam Pearce to come out and win the Royal Rumble. And then card subject to change. Right before always. WrestleMania.
Always. All right, so there you have it, Ms. Jade's picks for who you got for her winners and the matchups tonight for the Royal Rumble. So follow us along on Twitter. You'll see the results underneath the RumbleCast hashtag. later this evening on who knows the most about WWE booking. So it's going to be myself, Miss J to the Max, our guest from the Rawcast, Word Exclaimed, Mo to the underscore Reese, and Mr. Samuel Kalunga as the contestants for this week, for this Royal Rumble. Who you got? So should be a lot of fun. We all gonna have a lot of the same answers, so it's gonna be like the Royal Rumble. It's gonna depend who's the actual winner this week, I think.
Yes.
All right, Miss J to the Max, it's time for us to talk about this week's SmackDown Matters. We start the show with Daniel Bryan cutting a promo in the middle of the ring about the Royal Rumble this Sunday and what it means to everyone in the back, the opportunity that this winning the Royal Rumble can afford you, can change your whole career path and set you forward in the main event for WrestleMania. That's when he's interrupted by AJ Styles and Tall Bruce Leroy. AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan go back and forth, and it leads to Daniel Bryan challenging AJ Styles to a match later in the evening. Ooh. Then we come back after the commercial break to Bianca Belair versus Bayley. Binky gets the win over Bayley with the KOD in a really good match, good opening match. Bayley doing all the dastardly heel tactics, touching Bianca's hair and using it against her and all.
Ooh.
Yeah,
all you types cheating. Of... Ooh, mm-hmm. She touched a black girl hair? Mm-mm.
All types of...
Mm-mm.
All types of devious heel tactics. So not very good on that front for Bayley, but, you know, she's doing what she's supposed to do.
Ooh, when you touch a black woman's hair, you don't touch a black man's radio. Like... White people just disrespectful.
Right. After the match, Binky gives a post-match promo about her incredible week. Her Chronicle debuted. I think it's going to be shown again tonight after the Royal Rumble. She opened up about her depression and how, you know, she's finally, you know, learned how to deal with it and overcome it. And she said the only thing that could top off the week would be winning the Women's Royal.
Yes. I think the last two are going to be her and Charlotte. And we know how that's going to go, unfortunately, because Vince is a hater.
Big E tries to bribe Sonya. Before that. Baron Corbin, he picked up another win over Dominic Mysterio.
Trying to fight back. A splash by Corbin in the corner. And Dominic in all kinds of trouble. And this looks like it's going to go the way that last week's match did. Maybe not. Corbin posts himself, shoulder to the ring post.
Dominic now with an opportunity to try to make something happen.
Ray's over here making hand signals telling Dominic, pick up the pace. And he did just that. Missile drop kick by Dominic. And Dominic launching himself over the top rope.
A little homage to Eddie. Cover here.
And a kick out by Corbin.
Now, what do you tell Dominic in a situation like this? How does he maintain his composure, Ray? You can see the emotion on Dominic's face.
He always has to stay calm. Sometimes it's hard because this is the first baby steps right now in the ring.
This is impressive, I'll admit. Oh, no.
And it's Dominic in position perhaps for the 619. Corbin intercepted him.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Dominic looking to use his quickness.
Oh my goodness, that is raw power from King Corbin. Good Lord, man.
Sends Corbin into the corner. Great move by Dominic Mysterio.
Oh my goodness.
Dominic hit hard.
That could have been catastrophic.
Very awkward. Dominic off the second row. Corbin, though, ducked out of harm's way. And now King Corbin looks to take advantage. The power of Corbin hanging Dominic up on the top rope. Corbin quickly into the ring. Has Dominic where he wants him. Looking to put him away with the end of days. And King Corbin with yet another example of how powerful he is.
Here is your winner, King Corbin!
Obviously a... The J ejected. Rey Mysterio, things not working out for his son Dominic again here tonight.
Things could get a little bit worse for Rey here any minute.
I respect Ray trying to teach his son, but you don't throw your kid into the bear enclosure at the zoo. Oh, that's essentially what just happened. Oh, my goodness.
Mysterio, though, driving Corbin into the ring post. And now Ray Mysterio with Corbin knocking him down outside the ring.
Ray defending the honor of his son, flattening King Corbin, but I don't know if this thing is anywhere near over. Think about this. King Corbin, Rey Mysterio could very well clash again inside the Men's Royal Rumble match this Sunday.
Dominic trying to, you know, be his own man and thwart the advice of his father, but it came back to bite him again.
Dominic, I noticed that you know, more and more people are rooting for Baron Corbin in this instance. I think we're all kind of tired of this whole Mysterio family storyline.
Who would have thought that it would be Rey Mysterio and his family to make people actually fall in love
with Baron Corbin?
Yeah, it's Baron Corbin. I got you. You know, strange things happen.
Yeah, it's an unintentional baby face. Mm-hmm. That Baron Corbin.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh,
you know what else? I got another prediction for the Royal Rumble. Okay. Now, since we're talking about Raw. I think Bayomi is coming back tonight.
Oh yeah, that would be an awesome surprise.
I mean, is that going to be like her new thing now? Just come back at the Royal Rumble and then disappear again 6 months into the year, then come back at Royal Rumble again next year.
I hope not. I hope that you know, she's got all her health issues and stuff in order this time, and she doesn't, you know, she can get a good long run without having to be injured or take any time off, because we definitely have missed her in the women's division.
Yes, we have.
Now we get to the part where Big E tries to bribe Sonya. Big E out here wearing these Christmas sweaters after almost in Black History Month. I don't know what's up with that, but he had a dollar, and he was also like, hey, I got these free Arby's coupons too. I'm gonna be giving you coming through too. So, you know what I'm saying? There's some lot more where this came from, but he wants to find out his spot in the Royal Rumble. They get interrupted by Miz and Morrison, who suggested they might cash in tonight during the Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns face off. Big E exchanges words with Miz and Morrison, talking about they brought their Monday Night Raw stench over to SmackDown. They try to cheap shot Big E, and he proceeds to beat them down until the refs are there to break things up. I think it was funny. He was like, you done brought y'all Monday Night Raw stench over here to SmackDown.
Miz is always entertaining.
Yes. So. Morrison is the guy, though. He makes it work more than anything because he's the hype man. So no matter how outrageous the Miz sounds, Morrison is there to back it up, which is not the role I thought he would be having when he came back to WWE.
Every MC needs a hype man.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. So. Very true. Sasha tells Reggie to pick Carmella out of wine that she can drink with a broken jaw, because that's what's going to happen to her on Royal Rumble when she defends her title this Sunday. So they had a little interesting interaction in the back. Then we get a recap of the last couple of weeks of SmackDown. Basically, the Roman saga with Adam Pearce in the mix and all that. Sami Zayn's in the back appealing to Nakamura to help him get his IC title back. Nakamura's not having any of it. He tells Sami to go to hell.
In Japanese or English?
English. He tells Sami told Nakamura that everything he's accomplished in WWE was because of him. And that's what made Nakamura be like, I appreciate it, but you can go to hell.
What? How rude of Sami Zayn. I was going to say Nakamura, didn't he?
Kevin Owens and Roman, they have a split screen face-to-face where Roman is trying to get to know Kevin Owens. He wants to know about his family and his background because he says that basically what he's learned from Kevin Owens is he comes from a long line of fools. Kevin Owens is like, you know, watch your mouth. You're talking about my family.
Roman's so disrespectful. It's not even funny anymore.
Yeah, and so Kevin gets all like riled up or whatever. And then all of a sudden, Roman's screen just goes black. And he's like, you know, I'm out of this or whatever. So, but yeah, Kevin Owens, really good, heated babyface promo once Roman disrespected his family. Then for some odd reason, I guess because they ran out of time or Vince was here for some reason, we get this long recap.
Vince showed up.
We get this long recap of the Drew and Goldberg feud. It's like, this is not Monday Night Raw. What the heck are we doing this for?
Yeah, Vince showed up to work on Friday. Okay. You know good and well, SmackDown is on way past his bedtime. him and Linda should have been at home.
So our main event sees Daniel Bryan defeat AJ Styles by disqualification after Sami Zayn, who was at ringside, attacked him during the match. Cesaro was on commentary. Sami Zayn was doing his protest thing at ringside. Big E and Nakamura, they all joined the fray. And guess what that leads to?
A mock Royal Rumble.
A six-man tag team match. Close.
Dang, why didn't I see that coming?
So then, Big E, Daniel Bryan, and Nakamura, they got the win by DQ when The Miz and Morrison attacked Big E.
So now we got a 10-man tag.
Otis joins in the mix, and now we have a 9-man tag team match because it's 5-on-4 for the heels.
Vince was definitely at work on Friday.
Sheamus comes down to even the odds and hits Sammy with the bro kick for the win for himself, Big E, Daniel Bryan, Nakamura, and Otis. Then Braun Strowman returns as the heels are getting the best of Sheamus. He runs over Sami Zayn and Cesaro before he clears the ring and stands tall. And that is how your SmackDown for this week ended.
So I guess that means I need to change my answer for who's going to win the Royal Rumble.
To who? Braun Strowman?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. You got just as good a chance of Jey Uso winning.
Like, don't even do it. Yeah. He's just a distraction. Right. He's just a distraction.
Right.
Is the Fiend going to be in the Royal Rumble?
Who knows? He might just slide through Randy's, like, down to the final four or something, and the lights go out, and all of a sudden he takes Randy out. The Fiend's not even in the match. He takes Randy out. But then Randy could be like, I got eliminated by somebody not in the match and have the like Curtis Axel defense. I never was eliminated.
Curtis Axel.
Eddie Kingston was using that same defense too. They had a battle royal type situation, and he technically never got eliminated, and he was keeping that in his back pocket. I know this is a SmackDown, but man, Eddie Kingston, if you're not watching AEW on a regular basis, he is doing some really good heel work over there on AEW. So I need to give a shout out to him. Always entertaining whenever Eddie Kingston is on the screen. Did you check out NXT this week? Did you see the interaction with EO, Tony Storm?
I sure did. Although I feel like I missed a week, but I didn't because I don't remember when Ciampa and Thatcher did enter the Dusty Cup. I'm like, I watched the fight pit. I'm like, when did that?
It was on 205 Live.
Okay, I'm like, did I miss like an hour of NXT? Because I don't remember when this happened.
No, you didn't miss anything. They just they used 205 Live to supplement some of the lesser matches.
Okay, I got you. I didn't even know 205 Live was still a thing too.
Yeah, it's still a thing too.
I see. Yeah. And now we're gonna have to. I wonder how they're going to do migration or integration of the platform with the current subscribers.
Yeah, I wonder. Hopefully we get grandfathered in and we don't have to totally redo everything over on Peacock, but they may be like, yep, we need them numbers.
Right. Guess we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, they'll send you an email or something, I'm sure, about it.
Yeah.
Anything else stand out to you from NXT besides the ladies? I thought the...
We haven't seen Rhea Ripley in a while, so I guess we'll be seeing her tonight.
Mm-hmm. I think so,
yeah,
too.
They need to beef up the women's division over. I wouldn't be surprised if she went to Raw.
Yeah. Yeah. NXT, the main event was really good. Cal and Finn Balor teaming up together. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Yes, against...
tag team champs, Oni Lorcan, yes, and Danny Burch.
Yeah, again, the tag team champs, again, it's like watching paint dry. like, I don't even... I forget one of their names every week, so...
Well, they're going to get a heck of a matchup in the Dusty Cup. It's either going to be Adam Cole and Roderick Strong, or it's going to be MSK, or it's going to be the Grizzled Young Veterans. I haven't figured out quite which team yet, but if I had to lean towards one, it would be Roderick Strong and Adam Cole.
I wanted Finney and Kyle versus Ciampa and Thatcher. That's the match I wanted. But
I don't think that they could put on that match in good conscience, because somebody would legally probably get something broken.
Somebody's leaving out on a stretcher.
Right. Yeah, but that would be a hell of a team up, though. Matchup, tag team match, though.
That's what I'm saying. But they don't give me what I want. But again, Triple H is probably thinking like you, like, man, look. Can't even do it. Somebody's going to get legitimately hurt.
Yeah. Risk of injury is just too high, even though it would be a great sight to see. Yeah, so that's really about it. There's not a lot going on at AEW. AEW's kind of in a little rut right now. Their last couple of weeks haven't really been that standout-ish. So
we'll see. Eddie Kingston.
Yeah, Eddie Kingston standout. But we'll see. We've got this big... the one thing that is kind of good, though, is Don Callis from Impact is trying to separate Kenny Omega from the Young Bucks and his old friends, and trying to like have them be down with like the Good Brothers and him. Mm-hmm. So that's been very interesting. Don Callis trying to manipulate the situation. He's got Kenny's head all mixed up. They're going to have this big six-man tag match where Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers are going to take on John Moxley, Pac, and Rey Fénix. That should be pretty off the chain. John Moxley is going to be busy. He showed up in L.A. to confront Kenta. So they're finally going to have this United States IWGP title match that's been like a year in the making. It's supposed to take place in L.A. next month. So, yeah, that was big news on Saturday morning when I woke up real early to watch the New Japan show. By the way, Tanahashi and Shingo Takagi had a banger, certified banger, for the NEVER Openweight title. So if you have New Japan, check out the New Beginnings card. Check out that main event from yesterday. Damn good. Damn good match.
Okay.
So on that note, I'll turn it over to you, Miss Jade to the Max, for your shout-outs and thank yous as we get ready for the Royal Rumble.
Shout-out to all the WrestleCast crew. Looking forward to tweeting and watching with you all tonight. Shout-out to Main Event Jay. I hope he's enjoying his vacation, his unapproved PTO. And, yeah.
Well, thank you once again, Miss Jade to the Mask, for joining me here on SmackDown Matters, part of the WrestleCast. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the show. All you need to do is just search for the WrestleCast - the CSPN on any podcast platform. All you have to do is look for the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, hit subscribe, and you'll get SmackDown Matters in your feed each and every week. Again, the hashtag for our live tweet of this year's Royal Rumble is #RumbleCast. Starting at 7 p.m., share your pro wrestling commentary with color with us. Before that, if you're watching the pre-show, the hashtag still remains, say no to pre-shows. You can use that to share your commentary with color on the pre-show before the main show starts. So we're looking forward to everybody's commentary with color and having a lot of fun looking for the surprises, the eliminations, who's going to have the most eliminations and all that good stuff. Looking forward to the Royal Rumble. Shout out to Miss Didi Jonet. Shout out to Sam. Shout out to Word Exclaimed, who joined us on the Rawcast this week. Shout out to Mr. Mo, to the underscore Reese. Shout out to Miss Simi, Mr. Anwar Starwin, Madam Lizette, Terry's Boy, everybody who's a patron over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast the way that you do. We definitely appreciate it. You help keep the New Japan subscription on, and I greatly appreciate that. So, to everybody that listens to us and shares their commentary with color, thank you once again for listening to another episode of SmackDown Matters. So for my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max, I'm Don DeLaRente, and please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Adios.
You know, I know both brands are competing in the Royal Rumble match, but this is SmackDown. You are a Raw superstar, and I'm glad to see you, but seriously, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here in the house that AJ Styles built? It's really simple, isn't it?
The quarterly ransom brand invitation.
Oh, have you met my own personal colossus, Omos? Let me let you in. It's not even a secret. It's kind of out there. You should know. I'm kind of like the gatekeeper for Raw, right? You see, ever since I declared that I'm getting into the Royal Rumble, it seems like every other superstar tried to follow in my footsteps. But that's not how it works. Oh, no. They had to go through me first. Speaking of dreams and you talking about the Royal Rumble, you don't look ready. You said you're ready. You don't look ready. You have your sports coat on? I don't know what this is all about. I know you're on SmackDown. I'm on Raw. And we spent time apart. Are you a GM again? Is that what's going on? It's almost like you got one foot out the door. Hey, am I wrong here?
Okay. I don't have one foot out the door in anything, and especially not something I love as much as being in this ring. And you know what? If you want, I'll prove it to you. How about this? You and me go one-on-one in a match tonight.
Yeah, I think you just challenged me. Listen, I've been getting ready for the Royal Rumble, beating everyone on Raw. And I'd love to get one more warm-up right here tonight against you on SmackDown.
You know, AJ, if you were a real man, if you had any guts whatsoever, you'd come out for this fight tonight without Omos. Oh, AJ, one more thing. With or without Omos, I'm still gonna kick your ass.